Thanks for tuning in to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Since 2015, Dr. Youngblood has taken scores of questions and comments on the challenging issues of the day with a goal of motivating and informing listeners to examine the issues from a central biblicist worldview. Currently, this broadcast is heard on 3 regional stations in Florida and Georgia. Dr. Youngblood's expository preaching is heard on 2 stations in Ohio and Virginia, as well as Brunswick, Georgia, St. Augustine, and Jacksonville, Florida. There's now a great opportunity to expand this vital ministry to other cities, and we sincerely need your help to accomplish this mission. Your support in any amount is needed to take this next step in sharing God's truth in a relevant, lively, and timely way. Thanks for your willingness to support this broadcast as we prepare to face the issues on a broader scale. Please go to fcbcatjax.com and click the donation button, or send your best gift to First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, 32258. Attention Radio.
Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now, let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about the coming global control, the coming global control. We're looking at the pieces of the puzzle coming together, perhaps as never before. In fact, I can say this, based on theological research and background and theological studies, I can say to you that for centuries now, Christian pastors, preachers, teachers, theologians, Bible students have wondered, how can all of these things come about that you see in Revelation, especially in Revelation chapter 13, where the lawless one, the Antichrist, the man of sin, steps on the scene and rules the world with an iron fist and dominates as a dictator, knows wherever he will know where everybody is, what you're doing, where you're traveling. You won't be able to buy, sell, or trade without the identification mark. It's an identifier that says, I am in agreement with the global leader. It is known as 666, the mark. Ladies and gentlemen, we're seeing all of the pieces of the puzzle coming together that will bring that to fruition. We're watching the stage being set. We're watching the characters being put on the stage. We're watching the curtains prepare to open when the rapture of the church takes place and the man of sin, the Antichrist, steps on the scene and rules with an iron fist. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the reason, according to Ezekiel chapter 33, I'll read verse 3, chapter 33, verse 3. If when he seeth the sword come upon the land, he blow the trumpet and will warn the people. It is a needful thing, ladies and gentlemen, for us to be the watchman on the wall warning of dangers to come. That's what I attempt to do in this broadcast each and every day with different issues, social, moral, ethical, biblical, theological, political issues that we need to be concerned about, because, ladies and gentlemen, in God's world, it's not social, economic, political, or spiritual. It's God's kingdom, the basileon, the rule and the reign of God, and all of it comes under the umbrella of God's word, the Bible. I believe I have a caller on the line. Dan, go over the question or comment, please.
Good afternoon, sir.
I pray that you're doing well.
Oh, yes. God is good. But as if I could, Dr. Youngblood, I'd like to give a couple examples of what is taking place as I've prayed and answers to prayer. I use a glacier in one of those examples. It represents the world, nations, peoples around the world. Its mass and size is so great that it is eventually leading to its own demise. And in the example I used, it, as it slides down to the ocean, it hangs over the edge. And at a given time, it literally destroys itself because gravity takes hold and brings it down and collapses the edge, the face of it. And over time, it gets smaller and smaller, supposedly. At least they say the glaciers are getting smaller. The cracks and the crevices represent the good and the evil of all those nations. They can never ever unite and be one solid mass. There's always going to be cracks and crevices. The ocean represents the pit of hell, what's coming. And eventually the glacier that breaks off, it dissolves and becomes water and is no longer what it once was, truth and justice in a world scale. Second example would be a waterfall. Eventually the force and the pressure of all that water falling off breaks away the rock edge below it, and it falls to the bottom of the pit. And that way of life, that what used to be, is no longer, and it can never be replaced. We're watching the power so mighty and so great that Lucifer has orchestrated over this, over time. It's always been time, time waiting for Christ to return, time waiting for society to correct its problems, problems that can never be corrected, but only get worse. And what we're watching in real time, that's the amazing part. It's our time. We're alive, and we are going to be subject to the results of this, you know, WHO meeting. We're not going to be able to stop it. We're going to have to deal with it. We're going to have to live through it till Christ does return. And in doing so, we must understand we've got to get ready, whether it be food storage, whether it be, able to protect ourselves when anarchy hits the streets. It's coming. We all know it's coming because we've read God's word telling us what is coming.
That's right.
So prayer is the utmost tool ever possess. And if we're not on our knees praying daily, throughout the day, 24/7, we can't be ready. And I'm asking your audience to pray for ourselves. We have the power to help ourselves. And if we don't use that power, then we're going to suffer where we do not need to suffer. And it breaks my heart to think that your program should be exploding, that there should be a governor's conference of the governors who want to put a stop to this and exposing to their own states, their own communities, their own people what's happening. Look at our supply chain. Look at our factories that once was. Take a good, hard look of what you were born into, your birthright in America, and look how it's been stolen and eroded and literally destroyed before your own eyes.
Let me jump in and ask a couple of questions, two or three. Yep. Let me give them in this order. Are you saying that you believe that this week, with the World Health Organization meeting, entertaining the application from Joe Biden, by the way, that was given to the World Health Organization back in January of this year, it just came to light April the 12th of this year. It's just now being ingested by multitudes of conservatives as to what is taking place. Do you believe that they will literally, as multiple nations, all of the nations must agree on it. Do you believe that all of the nations will agree on allowing the World Health Organization to dominate the United States of America? Or do you think they'll back away from it?
For Israel to accept it, I see America being taken over by it.
Yes.
It's just another tool that they have the power to shove down the throat of the world that'll bring about the one world order. That's their goal. It always has been. And when the Bible speaks of the one world order, you can be assured, ladies and gentlemen, it's coming. When?
Yes.
We don't know. But yes, it's coming. And they're going to use this, another chip in their arsenal.
Dan, one of the things that I think, and you've touched on it, we need to recognize we can't, but God can. But at the same time, I recognize that God could very well use this as God's chastening rod against America for rejecting Jesus Christ as Savior and as Lord. God could use this as part of his judgment tool as a result of America banning Bible in the classroom, banning prayer in the classroom, and banning God's Word from the halls of Congress, according to Jerry Nadler, as U.S. House of Representative member on the lost left side of the aisle there. So I am of the opinion that we're going to watch this come about and bring about a crescendo of major evil, wicked deeds against Americans, and I believe it will eviscerate our Bill of Rights, especially what we call our constitutional freedoms from the standpoint freedom of religion, freedom of speech, and right to keep and bear arms. Those things will immediately, because all the World Health Organization, Dr. Tedros, all he'll have to do is say that weapons are bad for your health, and he could very well state that. And if that is stated, then it could be the automatic confiscation of all weapons in America under the blue helmets of the world of the United Nations carrying out the World Health Organization's mandates.
I've got a question for you, sir. Okay, with all the censorship that has taken place in the last, I'll say four years, do you honestly feel that the church has done all that it needed to do to maintain America as a godly nation, as a free people, with life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness? With what's
absolutely
happened
not. In fact,
border?
The church has failed miserably. Most pastors have not grown a spine. Most pastors are afraid to talk about what they call, and it's misunderstanding, what they call political issues from the pulpit. There's no such thing as a political issue, a social issue, a financial issue, a spiritual issue. They're all biblical issues under the auspices of the written, revealed Word of God. And most pastors have not been honest with their people, their congregation, so therefore most congregations are totally ignorant of what's happening in the world and what God would have us to do as Christians. You're exactly right, brother.
Well, that's where I draw, and again, in prayer, you can ask for the wisdom to put all of this together.
Yes.
You can ask God to open your eyes,
right,
to open your mind, and to open your mouth in order to speak what you now understand and are learning. And what I'm getting at mostly is, this is the last hurrah for America.
You got it.
We either go down on our knees before God, or we're going to go down on our knees before our enemy while they chop off our heads.
Yes.
That's our choice. It's either God or it's the devil.
Yes. Dan, you're exactly
so
right, brother.
I'm proud of being able to say, God first.
Amen.
God first, always.
Amen. Brother, thank you so much for your input. You're spot on with your comments, your statements, your insight, and your wisdom. Thank you for that. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about today a very serious issue, the coming global control, and we're watching that on the fast track. That telephone is 831-0917, 831-0917. I believe Greg is on the line. Greg, go ahead with your question or comment, please.
The World Economic Forum, meeting there in Davos, fully intends to create a new international serfdom where we're the serfs.
Are you there? Well, we lost Greg. Yeah. Maybe a call back. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm looking at an article that says, we'll find out this week if America still has its sovereignty. The article is dated the 20th of May. The meeting started on the 22nd, goes through the 28th. This article says, apparently, thanks to his best-kept secret, Joe Biden still plans to keep it from American people. The fact that the U.S. and other nations around the world will hand over emergency powers to the World Health Organization, in effect, handing it over to the Chinese Communist Party. The vote on a provisional agenda item at the World Health Assembly in Geneva takes place in the next few days. During this meeting, scheduled the 22nd through the 28th, the agenda is described by the World Health Organization under the headline, Strengthening World Health Preparedness for a Response to the Health Emergencies. The new plan gives the global emergency powers to unilaterally declare a health emergency in any country at any time, whereby giving World Health Organization emergency powers to control. The Biden administration gave those proposed amendments to the World Health Organization on January the 18th, though no one knew about it until April the 12th. If passed, the resolution will go into effect in November, just in time for the midterm elections. there is a new dictator in town taking authority over the United States, and it's the Dr. Tedros, the World Health Organization, end quote. Greg, I'm thankful that you're back. We missed you for a moment.
Well, I was concerned for a moment there that perhaps the censors had gotten a hold of me. They certainly attacked me on the social media platforms and get my emails from time to time, and I think they're getting my text messages. So your previous caller and talking about the censorship, he's right on. The censorship has worked with a great fervor for the past several years, attacking anything that's considered conservative or constitutional or Christian. And they're moving, I believe, very quickly toward the out-and-out censorship of all Christian communication and thought. Certainly that has been, you know, in place in the workplace and in the in academia. I think they'll move into the social media, social platforms, square soon. When I say that, if you post something political, you know, I stay in Facebook jail when it comes to political things. When it comes to sharing the gospel, that is still, it's slipping through. But because the gospel message is rejected, it will be rebuffed by the social media platforms. Dr. David Jeremiah, love the man. He self-censors. He admitted recently that he has a staff that listens to his sermons to make sure that he does not tread upon Canadian standards, because he doesn't want to be kicked off the air in Canada. And, you know, on the one hand, you know, I like the fact that he's doing everything he can to continue to get the message out without being censored, without being blocked, without being canceled. However, the believer in sharing the gospel ought to share the entire gospel, you know, the good, the bad, the ugly. You know, you don't leave out a part of it because somebody doesn't want to hear that. So I think in saying that, I think we're going to see more and more and more of that even domestically. That is the leading edge of persecution that's coming. And this World Economic Forum, as they meet, I think they meet purely with their own self-interest and financial goals. They intend to be the oligarchs, the lords of the world, and they intend to make of every one of us a serf. So it's a neo-serfdom that's coming, not just for America, but for the world. And that they do not realize that what they are building is the system that the Antichrist will use.
Absolutely. And Greg, one of the things that I'm concerned about, not worried about, because God's in control, and every morning I wake up and say, thank you, Lord, you awakened me. But at the same time, I say, well, perhaps today, because the rapture of the church could be at any moment. But meanwhile, we've got to abide here and try to survive under the circumstances that's being brought about. Greg, thinking about the World Health Organization and its dominating control, I'm looking at an article that says, first mandatory quarantines for monkeypox as the White House warns of more cases to come. Dateline May 22nd. Belgium has become the first country in the world to introduce a mandatory 21-day monkeypox quarantine for those who contract the virus after several cases were found, with the White House officials warning Sunday that more U.S. cases are very likely. Those who contract the virus must self-isolate, confirmed Belgian health authorities to the new outlets. Individuals who have come close contact with monkeypox cases aren't required to self-isolate, but they should remain vigilant that they not be in contact with any other vulnerable people. And it goes on to talk about monkeypox, which originated in Africa, is a virus related to the smallpox with symptoms including bump rashes, a fever, sore muscles, and headaches. It's less likely than smallpox, and health officials have said that its mortality rate is around 4%. Experts, however, expressed concerns about monkeypox spreading from Africa and around the world. And now here's the fact that we have Joe Biden, the president, saying that we need to be very concerned. Is it possible, do you see on the horizon the potentiality of a lockdown mandate by the White House or by the World Health Organization? And by the way, what is not being said and what is not being promulgated and pushed are told by the Communist Network News and other sources, is that this monkeypox is spread by what is called gay sex. Here's the article. World Health Organization advisor. Monkeypox, random event spread by gay sex. Dated May 23rd. The outbreak of monkeypox in dozens of Western nations is a random event that appears to have been the result of transmission among homosexuals and bisexual men at two raves, R-A-V-E-S, held in Spain and Belgium, according to the World Health Organization advisor. And he goes on to talk about that. And then Dr. Robert Malone emphasized in an interview Saturday with the War Room that the disease's mortality rate in humans is less than a percentage point, and cases in the West so far have been limited to men who have sex with men, end quote. So do you see the potentiality, Greg, of this becoming a scare factor to lock down America before the election? Do you see it as the potential of being used as a, quote, pandemic, as was used with the COVID?
They have just somewhere on the order of 90 days to 120 days to come up with something that will stoke fear at such a level that they can proclaim lockdowns are necessary, universal mail-in voting is necessary, no signature confirmation is necessary, drop boxes are necessary. I don't think the moneypox or monkeypox, whatever they want to call it today, I don't think that'll do. However, they're doing their dead level best to make it a serious consequential event, and I think it's interesting that you note, and as noted in that story, that this seems to be primarily limited to the homosexual community, bisexual community. And in other circles, they're just saying it requires close contact. So that's their new euphemism, I guess, for homosexual sex. You know, this has been a scare bugger, but I don't think this will light the fire across the United States. I don't believe people are ready to roll over for that, unless, of course, they can find some way to modify this thing the same way they did COVID and make it much more virulent, in which case, perhaps, we'll probably see something different in order to push all the buttons. And it may be a wartime scenario, obviously. They're not going to have regular elections in Ukraine today. But if we had a 9/11 event or a wartime event that takes place on America's shore, you would have the left immediately crying out for all those things that they got in Georgia and Pennsylvania and other states where essentially free and fair elections went out the window in favor of mass fraud. And all of the accoutrements necessary, all the tools necessary to make sure that the fraud could not be discovered in time to make sure that an unlawful, unelected president was not installed. So, but we're, you know what, as we back up, and you know, we've spoken many times about Lord Woodhouse, about Alexander Fraser Tytler, and I'd like for everyone today to look up the Tytler Cycle, T-Y-T-L-E-R, Tytler Cycle. And I would like for you to identify, I want you to think about everything in this cycle, and I want for you to identify where we are in America today. Because the beginning point, if you will, on this cycle is bondage. Now, that's the case because bondage is the normal state of man throughout history, bondage. And that's what those in the World Economic Forum would like to restore to us today and around the world. Bondage is where we began in 1776 when the Declaration was signed. They were trying to leave bondage, but where did they go? It was a path. Here's the path. We're going to go all the way around the cycle really quick. Bondage to spiritual faith, from faith to courage, courage to liberty, liberty to abundance, abundance to selfishness, selfishness to complacency, complacency to apathy, apathy to dependence, and from dependence back into bondage. Understand, in America today, we've just gone through this flu flu, this COVID thing, this China virus thing. Or you can call it Wu flu and China virus. Those are bigoted and racist terms, I guess. But complacency state very, very quickly, in my view, to a dependent state. How many folks are a good idea?
Your phone is breaking up, Greg.
$900 a week to do nothing. Hopefully, it's a little better. And people thought it was okay.
Greg, your phone is breaking up.
I'll try it again. Thank you.
That's all right. Thank you so much, Greg, for joining Ladies and gentlemen, I'm looking at an article that says Joe Biden and the Bill Gates-funded World Health Organization issues urgent warning that monkeypox is accelerating. The World Health Organization, also funded by Bill Gates to the tune of $4.1 billion, is now warning that monkeypox could accelerate this summer. And my gut feeling, this writer says, my gut feeling tells me that they're probably right. And he goes on to say, here we go again, day 798 of the 15 days to flatten the curve. And it's cold and flu season, COVID blood clots, monkeypox season. So says every news outlet in the Western Hemisphere. Unlike its sister virus, COVID, monkeypox requires a 21-day isolation, not a mere 10 to 14-day isolation. As the outbreak explodes across Europe, doctors are warning new infections of the disease are being detected on a daily basis and will rise significantly. Bill Gates, does Bill Gates have a vaccine to save the world from monkeypox? We'll find out in the very near future. Ladies and gentlemen, we're faced with some very onerous, serious, dark days before us. And may I say to you, we're in those dark days, and there's so many things taking place simultaneously. I'm looking at one article, and we'll close with this. Pfizer CEO introduces horrifying wireless compliance device, dated May 23rd. The mark of the beast, as described in the New Testament book of Revelation, can be interpreted as the mark that will regulate trade. But even the book of Revelation didn't include a pill you could swallow that would allow the government to see if you have complied with their orders. This is beyond sinister. A clip of the Pfizer CEO, Albert Bourla, describing the company's new technology in a group of elites. He says it is basically a biological chip that is in the tablet, and once you take the tablet, it dissolves in your stomach. It sends signals for you that took the tablet. So imagine an application of that in compliance for the government, the insurance companies, to know that your medicine, that the patients are taking it, and that they have taken them properly. It is a fascinating thing, and it's happening today. Ladies and gentlemen, picture we get to the point with the pharmaceuticals and their dispersing of medications. It's in pill form, and in the pill, unknown to the general public, you have a chip that then could be read by uplink satellite that could tell where you are, what you're doing, if you're taking your medication, if you're not taking your medication, who you're seeing, who you're interfacing with, etc. That goes into the whole litany of the trace, track, follow, and force to be subdued to all that the World Health Organization has on the plate for us in the days before us as we watch the conclusion of this old world as God has ordained it. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us on this broadcast today. Looking forward to meeting you next time on the air as once again you face the issues.
Pastor of First Conservative Baptist Church and President of Conservative Theological University, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida. Located 1 mile south of I-295, FCBC invites you to tune in nightly, 9 to 10, for expository preaching on 91.3, 91.7, and 91.9 FM. You're invited to worship with them. A reminder, CTU is now enrolling students for next semester. Ask about first semester scholarships. Call 1-800-GO-BIBLE.